rumor of who was the man today to watch in the money making. What's the name? Guy's name?
The whole thing? What? No, I didn't.
No.
I ain't record that one. I record the other one. There was two of them.
Who was the man today to watch in the money making? What's the name? Guy's name? He's the money maker.
Magic Johnson?
No. Magic who?
Magic Johnson.
No money in him. The guy that makes the money is Donald Trump. Look on the television. You don't hear about them other boys. So all you hear is Donald Trump. And if you want to be successful, you talk to Donald Trump. If you don't, stick around. I'm not talking about $1 million or six figures. I'm not talking that anymore. A millionaire ain't nothing anymore, Derek. It's a trillionaire. It's a billionaire. I'll tell you what, look at the president. President we got now. All that sucker who know how to make money. Make money for himself. He's another Jesse Jackson. He's an opportunist. President supports being a president. He ain't hooped. He put money in his pocket. And that's because, you know, presidents don't get paid much. They only get paid about, presidents get paid about $200,000 a year, that's all. And as far as money is concerned, but everything they get, you know, the food, and they're the kings. And the kings now, they don't get paid like the kings many years ago, but they get money. We have a person calling from Minnesota, with the remnants. I don't know if you're following along, they're too close now, but the remnants are we have what we call home church like we did, but we do it on the telephone. So I think that's what was happening. I think brother and sister Miller from Missouri was trying to connect with me, but I know when I got off the line, well, I don't talk to you that much, and I said, well, I better talk to you while I can, and as soon as I get off, I'll call them. If it's just somebody else, like bill collectors, I done fixed them up good. I said, don't you ever call me. I said, I don't know if people know it or not, but I don't care how much money you owe somebody. They cannot get on your telephone and call you about that. No, you tell me, just write me a letter.
Yeah, that's all, yeah. A cease and desist.
Yeah, he says, you write me a letter. Like I told a lady the other day from Sprint, I said, if you ever call me again, you're going to be sorry. I said, right now what I want is your name and who you are and all the information I give you, give it to my lawyer. I said, don't Brandon. You ever call. I said, I'm going to tell you why. I said, Sprint has done me wrong. And they did. I said, they've cheated me out of money. They, I had a program called AmeriPlan, where they fix your dental discount program, where you pay a certain amount, $11 a month, and then they will fix you when you get ready to go to the dental. You get up to 80% off on your dental work. I said, I'll take it, because I got a lot of work to be done. Okay. Then I decided to become a broker, pay $100 and become a broker. But when I become a broker, I received about 30% off on my Sprint bill. They wouldn't honor it. Hmm. I told them, hey, I'm a broker with the AmeriPlan, and then I got this paper here showing that you're supposed to give me a discount on my telephone bill. Well, yes, and they wouldn't do it. I said, I'm going to give you ample time. I gave them about 3 months. They still wouldn't give me my discount. I said, okay. I said, I've been paying you guys about $180 a month on my phone. I said, goodbye. You don't get no more money out of it. Now they decided to turn it over to a collector. I told the collector, I said, if you think you're going to bombard me out with calls and humiliate me about this bill, I said, I dare you. I said, you hear what I said? I said, I dare you to call me one more time. I said, I'll own your little company and your house and your car you drive and everything else. I said, leave me alone. Write me a letter, and I say, guess what I'm going to do with the letter? Get you right there. The moment I see it, I'm going to take it to the trash can and dump it in there after I tear it up in pieces. I said, because I'm not going to pay. I said, I'm not going to pay it. I said, you're a bill collector. I'm not going to pay for friends. I know, but they have to go out and they sell them the account and all that. I said, forget it. I'm not going to pay Sprint. I said, you can't make me pay Sprint. Nothing you can do. I said, take me to court.
Yeah, see, they try to do that to me. They try to, Sprint, everybody got to know Sprint is not a good company.
Well, not only Sprint. Every one of the cell phone companies are robbed. Every one of them. Every single one of them. The servant of the Lord, Janine Sautron, has told us that the Lord has showed us that all of these companies out here are rotten as they can be. The world is lost, man. It's just all—it's over. It's a mess. In other words, your little program that you're looking for to skyrocket is not going to go nowhere. Nowhere. Look at the stock market there. The stock market and Wall Street and stuff is gone. It's over. And
I didn't expect it to be like a skyrocketing 10-year hiatus.
No, it's over. It ain't gonna get better. It's gonna get worse. And Janine said the Lord showed Janine where that the people that run the, I don't know if you know this or not. There's only about 10 people run the country. Most people don't know that. It ain't millions of people putting their mouth. It's just about 10 people. One of them is Rockefeller. One of them is some great big guys with money. Even Donald Trump ain't among them with all the money he got. I forget the people. There's only about 8 people have enough money to run the country. I mean, they got, there's plenty of money to run the country, but I mean, that control it. That when they speak, that's it. It's just like, how many people listen to the Pope?
5 million.
Huh?
Millions.
I can't hear you.
Millions of them.
When the Pope speaks, people listen. You know why? Let me tell you why. The Pope is supposed to be a religious person. He ain't, but he's supposed to be a religious person. Okay, but he's ecumenical. I don't know if you know what ecumenical means. Your mother will tell you what ecumenical means. The ecumenical means that they're trying to make all the churches on the planet one big spiritual bunch, you know. And that's what ecumenical means. So guess what? That's why the Seventh-day Adventist Church is spewed out. It has become ecumenical. It has become a world church. They figure that here's what people believe. They believe that, well, you know, if all of us pray to God, he'll change his mind. Hogwash. Malachi 3:6 says, God, he says, I'm the Lord, I change not. Does God need to change? No. Does Ed Pearson need to change and Derek? Yes. But God does not need to change. He says, I change not. The Hebrews 13:8 says, he said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if God changed, he ceases to be God. But the devil changes every 15 seconds. But God doesn't change. He said, I change not. He's the same God, the God of love. There's a few things God cannot do. He cannot change. He cannot lie. God says, my word don't go out one way and come back another. Like your buddies, you know them business guys, you say you cut loose. You cut them loose because on Monday you count on them, but Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the rest of the week you can't count on them because they're somewhere having a ball or something. That's what they're supposed to do. But anyway, getting back to the churches, they are ecumenical, and when the Pope speak, I just always in my tongue. Well, it's the same thing with the world. You only have a few people that have money enough. They're selfish, they won't use it. But they have enough money, they have trillions. They don't know how much money they got. If a guy had lived, he would be among them. If Elvis Presley had lived, he'd have enough money because that man got so much money, he don't know how much he got. Elvis Presley was the white hope. And man, they want him finally to come in, learn everything he could from black folks saying. And then he became so popular, and he was a loving person. Elvis Presley was a nice person. He's just like Marilyn Monroe, and stuff. He's just running that soap and crack and stuff, just blew him out.
The thing about Elvis Presley is I found out about him. Elvis Presley actually stated.
Huh?
I said the thing about, when I learned about Elvis Presley,
yeah.
Elvis Presley actually stated that, you know, they made it seem like he's just so good of a person, but he stole an actual style from people that never gave credit to. And on top of that, he said he doesn't care.
Well, now he didn't steal it on purpose. He just didn't look at it this way. Now, Elvis Presley started off singing in church, just like a lot of the guys start, and they got brave enough to sing in the public. But he was also, you know, he was a pop rock person, and he wanted to be good. So he'd hang around. Because black folks, I mean, it's, you know, they say they could full of rhythm and stuff. He suffered a lot from, he watched other people.
He stated clearly. He said, I don't care. He don't give a hoot about black people. I read this in an autobiography by Black Panther.
Yeah, well, you by the Black Panthers, you can't count on what they say. They're stupid.
The Black Panthers are
just like the clans. It's a clan, a clannish.
They're not like the clans. They represent
any group, sir. Let me argue with you a little bit. Any group that, unless you don't know what clannish mean, a clannish mean that they're a separate group. They wanna be a dominant group. So the black clans or the black power, any of these groups here that wants to do something, separatism. I don't hear them talking about love, like the Muslims, the Muslims.
The way I look at it like this is, during those times, white people weren't talking about love. All they were trying to do to black people is rape and dehumanized and Jim Crow and colored only signs. So the police coming in brutalizing black people, the Black Panthers were like, we're gonna cut that out. You're not coming in our neighborhoods brutalizing us no more. So they
said, what you're missing, sir, we're talking about a clannish group. Anytime a group that in order to get your rights, whatever rights you have to get, you gotta kill other people to do it.
You have the right to bear arms. They will kill
you. You do not have a right to kill somebody to get what you have. I mean, what's right and what's wrong? Are we talking what's right and wrong, or are we talking about doing what we want to do?
We're talking about right and wrong. But the thing is, the Black Panthers, they were helping protect black people, and police were killing them and spraying them with water hoses. So if somebody's killing you and spraying you with water hose, you don't have the right to stop. Wait, hold it.
If the police didn't come in and break up fights, what do you think would happen? Okay, so here's a bunch of people over here, and I'm talking about what they call gangs. They're gangbangers. They're killing each other. Now the gang. Now what we do? Just let the two gangs fight until they kill each other and then wipe them out, or we just come in and stop them? What do we do?
Here's another example. The demonstrations with Martin Luther King. They sprayed these people with water hoses, and they were demonstrating for their rights to end Jim Crow.
Here's what you're missing. You're missing this because you weren't there. You weren't old enough to understand it. Dr. King started his program where?
Alabama.
In the South. How in the heck you gonna change a whole nation of people who think that they are better than others? Now this is, look, this doesn't mean everybody white now. That's where ignorance comes in. You look at a white man and you from prejudice because he's white, and you say, here's another guy hate me. How many white folks died for Dr. King Pilgrim?
There was a lot of them.
A lot. In fact, I'll tell you what. Now listen to me good. If it wasn't for a lot of white folks coming forward, dying with Dr. King. In fact, Dr. King was just one man. But they killed far more white folks than they did black folks in Selma, Alabama, buddy. Did you know that?
No.
That's because you don't want to know it either. I mean, I'm talking to my son, but I'm going to tell you something. You need to talk to Robert Pearson. He's down in the South, and he'll tell you. He'll tell you that way more white folks died than black folks. Because you know what? They realized that it wasn't right for them to raise hell just because somebody wanted to drink out of a water fountain. It doesn't make sense. Somebody just wanted a drink of water, and they said you can't play because you're black and all that kind of crap. And guess what? Now, here's what Dr. King did, because he was stupid. He went down south and convinced the white folks that they were wrong.
Wait, let me finish.
But here's the mistake he made. After he went south, then where did he go? Come on, talk to me. He went north. And I knew it. He didn't go to Chicago. He went north, went to Memphis, Tennessee. And I knew he was going to get killed. You know why? Don't you know that the people in the south is not as prejudiced as the people in the north? Did you know that? I know a little bit more than you do because I'm older than you are. The people in the south, they'll call you a nigger. Stand on top of your feet and call you a nigger. Why, they made it. The people in the north, why would they call you a nigger in the north?
It was more behind the back.
No, I'm going to tell you why. They can get sued. They can lose everything they got. The northern folks won't stand for it. There's more law and order in the north. But there's more prejudice in the north than is in the south. And black folks don't know this. And you're too young to know it. Look, I lived in the south, Derek, all my life. When that white man called you a nigger, he meant it. And he wasn't calling you a nigger because of the fact that you're black. Now, that's why he called you a nigger. He called you a nigger because he wants you to feel, hey, I'm better than you, and you're worse than I am. And it's not true, and he knows it's not true. You'd be surprised how many black folks in the South are respected by white folks. Let me ask you a question. You're in the field of making money. You need to understand this. Why do you think Michael Jordan is so popular?
The white people like him.
Why do you think they like him?
His personality?
Nonsense. Plain nonsense, sir. He's a winner. Derek, the man's a winner. And white folks go with the winner. They don't care what color he is. Let me ask you this here. Why do you think they've cut Kobe loose? Kobe.
He was losing.
Come on, man.
He was losing.
You're not even thinking, sir. I don't know where you're getting your information. This man here is one of the best basketball players next to Michael Jordan in the world. And I ask you, why did they cut him loose and make him free where he can be back out on playing ball? I ask you a question. You tell me he's a loser. It don't make sense. You're not thinking.
He went and caught that rape case, so that kind of set him back.
What?
That rape case.
What rape case?
He had a rape case.
They could care less about that, buddy. Let me ask you, why do you think Michael Jackson now? We're not talking about a rape case. Now we're talking about Michael Jackson and the little boys. Why do you think they cut him loose? I can't get no. You know what bothers me about black folks? And you are black. When I get to ask them questions, they don't have no answers. And it bothers me. You should have answers. I thought you backed them in the corner, man. You should be able to come out fighting.
There's no money.
That's right. And did you think they were going to put him in jail?
No, I didn't think that.
I didn't either. And I knew it. You know how I knew it? Another thing. Now, here's a kicker. Here's the one that's going to, if you ain't sitting down, you'll fall down. Why do you think, now listen to this. They say he rapes little kids and he does kids. Now, the Catholic, this is just a sideline, I'm going to put it, but the Catholic priest, don't they rape little kids?
Yeah, a lot of them have been accused.
Do they put them in jail?
No.
Nope. Do they take them to court?
No. Nope.
Why? Let me tell you why, so you'll know. I'm going to have to go to the demon. The Pope will raise hell. Did you hear what I said? The Pope will raise hell. And what do they do to them when they claim that they are guilty? What exactly do they do to a priest that's having little boys? Well, let me tell you what they do so you'll know. They mind him from one precinct to another, sir, and that's all. Now, another thing, let me ask you another question. These nuns are not supposed to have men, right?
Right.
But they have the priests, and the priests get them pregnant. What do they do with the babies?
adoption?
Yeah. They're first. They burned them up. Do you hear anybody complaining? Heck no. Now, wait a minute now. What do they do to a woman when she has an abortion? They raise hell. Hang out to dry, won't give up work. Let me ask you, which is the worst? Having